I am excited to welcome Oakland A's pitcher Ken Waldachuk. Welcome, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
I am doing awesome. Thank you for joining us in your as you start the off season here and kind of catch your breath a little bit, but figure I'm gonna hit you right away with with a hard question. I know you're over there in San Diego near the beach. So what's a better feeling, right? Like that perfect release, the ball's going, strikeout or paddling into a wave and catching a wave and just surfing it out.
Oh man, that's tough. I think I got a strikeout, but it's 50-50 almost. Like, I mean, yeah, there's nothing better than catching a wave and just riding that thing out for a minute, like what feels like a couple minutes.
Yeah, and so in your opinion, we'll stay on this. Like, what would you say the similarities are between pitching and surfing?
I mean, a big thing that I think that I've noticed is like you can't really have any anxiety in either. So if you're nervous about like a pitch, you're probably not gonna, throw it too well. And I think it's the same with surfing. And when you're at the top of that wave and you're about to drop down into it, if you're nervous about and think you might not make it, like chances are you're probably not gonna make it. So I think they're both like sports that you just, or I guess positions that you like kind of have to just be comfortable in and like confident.
I was thinking about pitching. I was like, I realized I'd be an awful pitcher because I'd just be constantly nervous. I'm gonna get a ball right back at me. Like, how much do you think about that? And like, how much do you practice for that?
Oh man, I can't think about that.
Yeah, I don't want to get in your
I
head
got
with
yeah No,
it.
I got drafted by the Yankees in 2019 and had to the train or the coaches joked that I was going to face Aaron Judge the day after I was drafted. I was pretty nervous about about that, like going to bed that, and I was like, what if he hits one at me? Like, what do I do? But
Yeah.
yeah, at a
Then,
certain point you kind of get used to it.
yeah, and the last kind of nitty-gritty pitching question here is like, do you just know when it leaves your fingers, like whether where it's going? Like you can just kind of feel that last second as it kind of leaves your fingers.
Yeah, definitely. I think more on breaking balls, I feel like you can feel if it's going to be a good one or one where it leaves your hand. You're like, oh man.
You want it
Like
back.
if you get it back, it's a blessing.
Yeah, well, as you said about the Yankees, right? You were drafted by the Yankees in the fifth round, playing the minors, including the Cape Cod League. So I'm always curious about the mindset of players, and especially those, we talked to backup quarterbacks and like that always staying ready and never know when your opportunity is going to come. So, someone playing the minors and then were, eventually called up. Like, how did you stay mentally focused?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just thinking of that, like the process, just like continuing to get better, maybe you have a really good game, throw six shutout innings, you kind of nitpick like what you could have done better, what, I don't know, maybe like you had a couple walks or something, you're like, oh, I got it, can't walk those guys, or maybe you just have a bad outing and you're like, oh, I got it. I gotta get back on track. But I think it's just that mindset of always trying to improve at something, not really ever, feeling like fully satisfied with a outing.
Yeah, and just kind of staying on that mental side of the game, right? There's like I've seen a ton of research, and I'm always intrigued by momentum in sports, right? Like especially in baseball, and players can go on streaks, and you can feel it as a fan seeing momentum shifting. And so, how does momentum kind of play in a role in your pitching, and like how do you harness that, like when momentum's going your way, but how do you kind of block it out when it's not?
I mean, when it's not, you kind of gotta, just kind of regroup. Maybe they get like a couple lucky hits back to back, and all of a sudden you're up there, and you just have to remind yourself like, hey, they didn't really hit those too well, like, and then the stadium starts getting loud, and you're like, all right, they're just playing this to try like get under my skin, like make me nervous. So it's kind of like I think when it's not going where you kind of have to take a step back and just like, just kind of lock in, maybe give it a little extra. But yeah, but when it is, like a big thing in baseball is, if your team scores, it's like you want to get the guys back in the dugout, like right after that, so that, if they're seeing it well in there, they got that momentum, you're like, all right, I want to get back in there as soon as possible so they can keep doing that. So I think it's just kind of that game, knowing when to slow it down, you know, when to speed it up.
Yeah, for sure. And so take me to the, the special moment, right? You taking the mound, your first MLB debut. Like, take me to that day, how you're feeling, and how that went for you.
Man, I remember got called up. I barely slept that night. Just too much nerves. I was warming up, and like it was 9 a.m. in Washington, D.C., and we're on the West Coast with the A's. So in Vegas, I
Yeah.
guess Vegas is, I think, an hour ahead of
Three.
West Coast time.
I think it's
But
still 3 hours ahead
oh, it is.
of the East
But
Coast.
yeah, but so like it was a, I think it was a 12 a.m. start, or 12 p.m. My bad. So it felt like it was 9 a.m. It's funny, I made that same exact start this year, and I was a little like hanging for it, just like, man, I'm tired. But I just had so much like energy and adrenaline because I was just like so nervous, I couldn't feel my feet out there. First pitch of the game, it got hit into left field for a double.
Oh
So
man.
that feeling kind of went away pretty pretty soon. I was like, all right, that was fun. Like now I need to like lock it in and try to see how far I can go into this game.
It's like we talk to NFL guys and they're like, yeah, it's that they wait for that first hit, right? That first time you get hit and then you're like, all right, shake it off. All right, it wasn't bad. Then you kind of get back, kind of go get back out there and back onto your game and what you've been doing your whole entire life. So was it, I guess, question though, did you know what pitch you were going to throw, was it like situational?
No, I mean, usually a start game, you'll start with a fastball. There's a couple guys I think in the league where you look at them and they sit on that fastball and they see it anywhere near the zone, they're gonna hit it. But I couldn't really feel my legs or honestly my hand out there, so I was just like, I need to throw this fastball down the middle and hope it's a strike. And it ended up being down the middle, and the guy ended up hitting it pretty hard. And I was like, all right. I was like,
Well, you've
welcome to the
cut.
league.
Well, it's good to get that out of the way. So, what's the plan? What's the plan for the off season? So obviously don't want to lose a step, in the momentum you've built this past year, but you obviously need the kind of recovery as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have a good routine that I kind of established from like my minor league seasons. I'll usually take the first couple of weeks off. Maybe by the end of the year, I might be like dragging or whatnot. So those first couple of weeks, I mean, I think I'm a week and a couple of days into it right now, and like I'm itching to get back in the weight room.
I'm
So I
sure.
think it's just like building that kind of motivation so that when I go back in the weight room and get crushed that first time, I'm not like oh man, I'm drained. I'm like, all right, I want to keep
Yeah,
on
for
doing
sure.
this. So yeah, I just do that. I get back in the weight room usually 2 weeks after the season ends, and then from there I just kind of build up, and so that when I report to the team back in February, I'll be like the best shape of my life.
There you go. I love that. And so we always ask everybody here in the community of playing field, and the reason we do these is so that we can kind of support each other. And so, how can we here at playing field support whatever you have going on or off the diamond?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
No problem. No, we just want, what do you have going on off the field there? Where is there anything you're involved in that we can support here as a community? Or, at minimum, we're just going to go out there and cheer for you. So, is there anything we can do to support you?
Trying to think. A lot of work I do is with my little league. I played there from ages, I think, five, no, six until 16, I believe. So I do a lot of work there. It's the Claremont Hilltoppers Little League. We do a lot of like clinics and whatnot, try to grow the game.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, we will definitely check that out and link to obviously your social media and all that so people can support and follow along. So really appreciate the time today, and enjoy the off season, man. Well deserved break.
Yeah, thank you.